This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Neil. Hey, thanks for joining me today, Feifei.
No problem, Neil. I wanted to give you my support for your first run in the park.
Well, this run in the park is only 5 kilometres.
I know, but you're not particularly fit and you haven't done much training.
Oh, don't worry about that. This will be a walk in the park.
Neil, I hope you're not thinking of walking around the park. This is a run. A run in the park.
I have no intention of walking. It's just an expression that means it's easy to do, especially compared to other activities.
I'm glad to hear that because it's just about to start. Let's hope you really do find it easy.
Don't worry, I will have finished by the time you hear these examples.
I've been studying for so long. This exam should be a walk in the park.
Oh, don't worry about me. I've trekked in the Himalayas. This hill will be a walk in the park.
The job at the bank will be a walk in the park. You studied economics at university.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. And Neil has been using the phrase a walk in the park to explain that a run in the park is easy, especially when compared to other activities, like running a full marathon, for example. But where is Neil now?
Oh, here I am. Oh, that was hard.
So that run wasn't a walk in the park then? That's a shame.
Why is that?
Well, I thought that if running in the park was too easy, you could train for next year's London Marathon. It's over 42 kilometres. That would be no walk in the park.
Could we just park that idea, please? I'm going to do another activity to keep fit and healthy.
Oh yes, what's that?
Walking. In the park.
Good idea. Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.